Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, no?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, everyone. Good to see all of you on the line right at the beginning. Praise the Lord. Well, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, Lord God. Oh, we honor you, Lord, for these 6 years. Hallelujah. 6 years to give you glory, 6 years to give you honor, 6 years to praise your holy name, say glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, yes, yes. Oh, we lift you up, Lord God. We honor you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, glory. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord God, for even more and more and more opportunities to come before you, for two or more to gather together in your name. Hallelujah. So that you can just show up and show out in the midst. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Lord God, we continuously dedicate this broadcast to you. Hallelujah, you are the author of it. You got it started. And we know that you're the finisher of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that you're just perfecting everything concerning us. And we give you glory for that, Lord God. We ask you to touch each and every person who's on the line right now, whatever been listening to Get 'Em Radio, wherever they listen to it at, and those who will listen to Get 'Em, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio in the future. Touch each and every one of us, Lord God. Move by your Spirit in our lives, Lord. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank you again for meeting us here on our 6th anniversary. Glory to God. Talk about excited to see all that God is doing. He has done so much for us from these 6 years. We've grown during that time. We had no clue we would grow like this, but we did. Hallelujah. And we see more coming in the future, and we just praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. We are just a little bit shy of 600 broadcasts in these 6 years. It would be cool to say we have 600, but we're real close to having 600 broadcasts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just we're just so thankful to him for doing it. We're going to get into our celebration and talking. And you know what? We want you to be a part of this tonight. Some of you have been with us from the very beginning. And the one I'm really talking about is Pastor Mom. I can't think of not one broadcast that she wasn't on the broadcast with us. And so I just want to thank and praise God for her. Hallelujah. Even as we began when we open up the lines in a little while, we'll definitely give her an opportunity, to say something at that time, because she has just been such an extreme blessing to us. Amen. And we just praise the Lord for her. Hallelujah. Even as we get started, I want to just announce something that's going to happen this weekend. On this Saturday, some of you know that I'm a part of the Apostolic Women St. Louis, and we're having our 2018 prayer breakfast, and the title is Fearless and Free. Hallelujah. Fearless and Free. Amen. So our host is Apostle Brenda Young of the Apostolic Women St. Louis. We have a speaker, Dr. Carolyn Awuzier from the Newgate Church International. And we have a very, very interesting couple that's going to speak, and that's going to be mother and daughter that's going to speak, and that's going to be Evangelist Anita and her daughter Destiny Harding from the Refuge Family Church. So they'll be with us. And then we're going to have Meredith Sato. I think I'm saying that right, but just in case, Meredith, hallelujah. Glad you're going to be there. And she's with an organization called Tiger Lily. What we've been doing this year is
helping, working alongside organizations. Hallelujah, yes. Glory, glory, glory. It's good to work alongside organizations. Amen. So we've been working alongside organizations that have been helping women to come off the street from human trafficking. Yes, yes, that's hallelujah. We want to praise the Lord on that one. And Meredith is the CEO and founder of Tiger Lily. So we've been working with them, you know, collecting clothes and so forth and praying for their organization. So that's going to be this Saturday, November the 10th, from 9 a.m. until noon. At a location called Catering to You at 12775 New Halls Ferry Road in St. Louis. And so if you are interested in being a part of that or are coming to it, go to our Apostolic Women St. Louis Facebook page. You can find out more information about that. All right? So God bless and hope to see you there. You can also contact me. You can go to our God in the Midst Facebook page as well and contact me on there. And come, bring your, if you have daughters, bring your daughters, bring your friends. It's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. So we have someone here tonight who is, what she's going to do is she's going to interview me tonight. I was going to say our guest speaker, but we have a guest tonight. Her name is Minister Kiva Autonoya. She's a good friend of mine. We've been knowing each other for, gosh, I believe over 20 years now. And she is the one who really was my mentor in beginning Get 'Em Radio. We used to look at her years ago. I'm talking about the 90s. And she was always doing something on the internet. She was ministering on the internet. She had the radio broadcast on the internet. And we all kind of thought, I shouldn't say we all, but some of us were like, well, what is this internet thing like this? Because back in the early 90s, things like that, you didn't see people on the internet like you see them now. And the thought of internet radio was not even in the view in the 90s. But Minister Kiva was involved in it. So we would just kind of watch her and see what she was doing. And she said, this is easy, you know, and look at us now, you know, with the radio broadcast. So I just want to introduce you all to my friend, Minister Kiva Autonoya. Hello, Minister Kiva.
Hey, Apostle. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Wait, I was just seeing something that Kenneth Copeland had put on a publication, and I thought of you in the broadcast, and it says you're living in the fog, and living in the fog, that's short for a favor of God.
Hallelujah.
Living in the fog. So definitely the radio broadcast has been under the fog, the favor of God, and just growing in leaps and bounds. And so we're really excited along with you on what God has done, is doing, and going to do. Amen. Woohoo!
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I was so excited about, you know, coming on and talking on the broadcast tonight that I did not mention this week. I didn't mention that our theme is glory to God. That's, that's our thing. We're giving glory to God. And
amen.
The scripture that we looked at was Luke 2:14, where this is when Jesus is born and the angels are coming and they say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. So that's what we're saying to, like the angels, glory to God for these 6 years. So, back
amen.
To you.
Powerful. Amen, amen,
amen.
Well, when we were talking about how leaps and bounds that that you're growing, I wanted to kind of get your input on what was some of your favorite moments of each of the broadcasts that God allowed you to come from Getter Radio. And how about we start with on Monday's Lunch with Lorraine?
What
were some of the favorite moments you can think of that you can share?
Yes. Well, we just recently realized that Lunch with Lorraine has aired 155 times over the past 3 years
wow.
that she's been a part. Yeah. That she's been a part of the Get'em radio family, which is just, we are wow, awesome. And she is, Dr. Lorraine is such an awesome teacher. The way that God uses her is she will think of things and look at things like from a different view than maybe someone else would look at it. And one of my favorite broadcasts, and I've told her this over and over again, and whenever we can, you know, do a rerun, I want to hear this broadcast over. And it's called The Brook, The Bag, and The Sling. And it looks at what she does is she looks at David and Goliath from an angle that I've never heard anybody look at in quite this way. And what she does is she looks at David and Goliath from the view of the stone that is in David's pocket in his shepherd's bag. So she talks about the brook, where the stones came from. And when she speaks about it, she likens the place where the stones are, the brook, mm-hmm. the bag, or the sling, to our ministry, to where we are in the Lord. And either we're in the brook where, with the water going over us and smoothing the rough edges out off of us, and the water is like we're being washed with the water of the word so that God can begin to use us, you know. And then she says, you know, how you take the stone, how David picked the stone out of the brook, took it out of the water. He had the five smooth stones. They were smooth enough, so he had to touch them and everything. And then he took those stones and threw them in the shepherd's bag. And let me go back to like the stones being in the water, you know, just being just smoothed out with the good water just running all over us and everything. And we know that we're just being prepared by the word and everything. And then we're taken and put in this bag, in the shepherd's bag, where it's dark. And with the other stones clinking on each other and hitting each other, not knowing where we're going because everything is dark. And so it's like a faith. God takes us to a faith place, you know, before we are used. But we have been picked out. We have been chosen, you know, for what he's going to do. But we really don't know what that is. So we're going by faith. And then she says, you know, and then when he takes, you know, when the Lord takes us out of his shepherd's bag and then puts us in a sling and then, We don't know exactly where we're going, but we're going fast.
All right now.
Hallelujah. So in these few moments, I'm not really doing it justice, but it's really good. So if you ever have an opportunity to go just Google or do a search on Gitem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and look up Brooke Bag Sling, you will have such a good time listening to that. And the thing about Lunch with Lorraine is, like, it just, the way that God uses her to teach, it just stirs you up to want to dig deeper into the Word of God. So that's my favorite thing, or some of my favorite things from Lunch with Lorraine.
That's good.
Amen. Yeah.
Well,
I really enjoyed
that. Well, moving
that.
On. Well, that's amen, amen. Well, how about the next one? Prophetic healing.
Prophetic healing. Wow. Now, it's really difficult to try to pick out anything in prophetic healing, because every broadcast, and I could say this about all of the broadcasts that we have as a part of the Gitem Radio family, but prophetic healing is exciting every time because, you know, the Lord speaks to Elder Philipparchy, or he speaks to me or someone else that's part of the ministry. And then the Lord heals the person on the line. Well, what we hear is what God is going to heal, because the word he gave us is what he reveals, he heals. So we're just like excited every broadcast because there's something new. God is in the midst. God is doing something. And so we're extremely excited about that. We've seen so many people get healed right there on the phone. Well, some of my favorite times, I have all of them are favorites, but some of them, that's when the healing team comes on. The St. Louis International Healing Ministry comes on, and they're live. So most of the broadcasts, Elder Philip will call in, and I'm on the line to host it and everything, and it's just he and I and whoever we open the line to that's for healing. There are times where the healing team comes, and there's like about eight people in the room, and they are ready to pray for someone as well. And so that's very exciting whenever we do that. And I want to say that prophetic healing is a very interesting broadcast, because everybody who calls in is part of it. Even though it's mostly Elder Philip and I talking, but we know that people, that we call them the healing community. We know that the healing community is on the line, and they are praying as well. And, you know, we can really feel a difference. You know, when people are praying with us, the healings just come so quickly. And so we are just really excited when we have the broadcast. One of so many healings have taken place, but I recall it was this year, someone called from the UK, and they just found us on Blog Talk Radio and called in, and this guy was in pain in the middle of the night in London, and we prayed for him, and he got healed. Hallelujah.
And amen.
You know, it was kind of like, I'm good. I don't feel any pain. Wow.
Oh.
It was like he was in shock.
Yeah.
That he actually got healed. So we're just excited over that. Hallelujah. Hallenujah.
Well,
I'm trying
enough,
to think
that's
of
a lot to
anything.
Be excited about.
Yes, yes. And we've also had the opportunity of going to Canada, and so we prayed for a bunch of people in Canada. But there was one lady that we prayed for, what we call her Beautiful Feet, or Pretty Feet or something. She had had problems with her feet. We called her Beautiful Feet. I see you on the line, Elder Phillip. I'm going to open your line and let you say something. You keep texting me. Which is good. I'm going to open up your line. So say something about. Okay, good. That looks like smiles on there.
Go ahead,
smiling. Hello, Elder. You want to talk about the Beautiful Feet lady?
No.
What?
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, I'll tell you what. You're on the line. Stay on the line for this while I'm talking about you. I just found a clip, and actually it was Gorgeous Feet. I'm going to play that clip of the woman giving her testimony.
Okay. Where does it hurt the most?
Both of my feet.
Both of your feet.
Okay.
And it's been hurt for 3 years.
This is your ministry.
Yeah.
And doctors have no reason, they can't find it. They just hurt like crazy.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Are you in pain right now?
Well, yeah, I'm in pain all the time.
Okay. If we were looking at a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
10, but you're 10 pain, okay.
Well, she knew that right off the bat.
Sure.
Excuse me.
I can't walk up and down the stairs anymore. My life is just... I can't get out of bed in the morning. I can't even get myself dressed in the morning. I can't do anything anymore.
And it's only in your feet.
Praise you, Jesus. Yeah, it's in
your feet. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It's still going in you very strong. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We are restoring right now these calves in Jesus' name. They will not continue to hurt. I also loose the power of the Holy Spirit to be able, Melanie, to stand on her feet, not just sit, but to stand on them pain-free in Jesus' name. How are the back of the legs feel right now?
Yeah, feel mighty good.
Okay.
Mighty good.
All right.
Mighty good, because I haven't felt no pain in 3 years.
So, help her slowly to stand up, and then you may need to sit back down. That's okay. I want to see how we're doing.
I'm feeling mighty good.
Oh, you got up good that time.
Okay. Now take one step.
One step?
Just one.
I don't know if I can do that.
Now, what's that feel like?
Pretty good. Pretty mighty good.
Come here. Give me your hand.
Pretty mighty good.
Now, I've only done this 3 times in my entire life.
Yeah.
So far, every time that I felt led to do this,
yeah.
It's been pretty darn, what do you say, pretty mighty good?
It's pretty mighty good.
Follow me. How's that feel?
Oh, mighty good.
Told ya.
Any pain?
Oh, no.
So come
on,
continue. Well, keep all my hands.
Wow.
You want to go for another walk?
Nope.
We're trying to dance now.
Dance?
Yeah.
You mean like this?
Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let me. So there's no pain, right?
No, wow. There's no pain.
Zero pain.
Zero pain.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow.
We love zero
wow.
pain.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So she
gosh.
Went, and hopefully you could hear that well, she went from a level 10 pain to zero pain.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow. Man, oh man. It's like we were there.
Good memories, doesn't it, Elder?
It's like I just started crying. It's like I'm reliving it as if we were there, you know? It's just, wow. We've had the gracious privilege to minister to many, many people over the years. But I'm telling you, if that's the only person we ever got to minister to, it would all be worth it. All the prayer, all the fasting, all the intercession, it would be worth it to see that person walk without pain, completely restored. It would be worth it.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
And she danced,
I'm
too.
I'm just in tears.
Glory to God.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for coming on.
There's a person who had stomach ache in Toronto for 30 years. You remember that? You were there.
Yeah.
You ministered to
yeah.
her. She had stomach pains for 30. She hadn't been without some kind of stomach pain and stomach ache for 30 years, and she couldn't eat food correctly. And we ministered
mm-hmm.
to her, and you took the lead on it, okay? And the power of the Lord was manifest, and she went home that night and ate a whole, I forgot how she ate, but she ate, oh, she came back and told us the next day of how much she ate.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. These are the kind of memories you just, it's just wonderful to go back to, you know, and look what the Lord has done. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I didn't even know I was on the air. How did I get on the air? How did that happen?
I put you on the air. Goodbye, Philip.
Because you're
Thank
sneaky,
you.
That's why. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm here crying in front of everyone. Good heavens. Oh,
we
man.
Can't see you. It's all right.
Sobbing up a storm. Praise God. He's so wonderful. He's so worthy. He is so worthy.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Father.
The fact that we are allowed to work with him and to serve him.
Yes, Father. Thank
Jesus.
You.
Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Very. It's
Thank
very
you.
Overwhelming. It's very overwhelming.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
And that's it, that, you know, we have this awesome, awesome opportunity,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
to see the Lord work like this. And, you know, of course he could do it all by himself, but
yeah. oh,
he
yeah.
allows us
oh,
to
yeah.
even to co-labor with him.
Yes.
Awesome. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say to people who are on the line, and I'm going to let you go, Philip. Enjoy your worship. Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. And prophetic healing is aired every second Wednesday of the month. And so next Wednesday, which is the 14th of November, we'll have prophetic healing again that night. And for our anniversary, our 6th anniversary, we're going to do prophetic healing on Wednesday the 14th and Thursday the 15th. So we'll have back-to-back prophetic healing. So So I encourage everyone who's on the line to tell your family, tell your friends, jump on this broadcast on next Wednesday. The Wednesday broadcast is at 8 p.m. You dial the same number, 619-639-4733. And on both nights, 619-639-4733. And there's always healing. I would say the average is at least 4 healings per broadcast. But I believe we've experienced at least 10 healings during a broadcast. So, I mean, the waters are stirred up. Glory to God. And I think what was that, it was the man who laid by the pool of Bethesda, and all these years he just laid by. He couldn't get in the waters as they were being stirred, and he wanted to be healed. And then finally he got his healing. So please tell your family, tell your friends. That lady had been going through her feet, being in a level 10 pain for years. And what you heard tonight, that was a 3-minute clip. She got healed within 3 minutes. So tell your family, tell your friends, and we will hear from you next Wednesday and Thursday. God bless. Amen, amen. So, Minister Kiva.
Woohoo, amen.
Yeah, that Canada was really good. So now where are we? Are we on, that was when, so we're on the Thursday broadcast now.
Thursday night edition, yes.
Yeah, the Thursday night edition. So for those of you who just joined the broadcast, we have Minister Kiva Autonoya from Nashville, a good friend of mine who is really my mentor for the radio broadcast. She's the one who taught me, who just kind of had her broadcast, and we just watched her for years. And then when the Lord said, we jumped right in to internet radio. So she's interviewing me tonight, and the question that she asked were, what were some of my favorite moments on each of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts? So that's what we're talking about. And we just finished talking about prophetic healing. That's the second Wednesday of every month, and it's going to be on next Wednesday, the 14th. And for our anniversary, it'll be on the 15th as well. So now we're going to talk about the Thursday night edition. And what were some of my favorite moments? Now, like I said, I have a lot of favorite moments, but I'm trying to kind of narrow it down. And I was thinking about some of the people who have been on that's been very creative type ministries that have been on the broadcast. And there are so many creative ministries. And so I'm just going to, off the top of my head, just talk about three of them, thought about very creative. We had a young man who's a pastor, and he liked to ride bikes, not motorcycles, but bikes. And he's a pastor, so he was praying. And when I say he rides bikes, I mean, I'm talking about extreme, like through the woods, up hills, and all kinds of stuff like that. And that's just his life, doing that. And so he was just praying one day and saying to the Lord that he wanted to put that together, his biking together with some kind of ministry to bless people with it. So one night he went out. he was thinking about it. So he was just going to ride his bike around at night. And he looked in his refrigerator, and he had enough to put some burritos together. So he put some burritos together, wrapped them in foil, and warmed them up and everything, and put them in a backpack, got on his bike, and went to the area where the homeless were. And so he started giving out burritos to homeless people and ministering to them. He was received so well that night. You know, when he did it, it was a blessing. They were open for prayer and everything. So he told his friends about it, who were bikers as well. So they were like, we want to get in on this. Next thing you knew, he had this big biking ministry feeding the homeless in Nashville. And as far as I know, they still do it.
Wow.
The way I found out about... Yeah, and you live in Nashville. You know,
I've never heard
I
of that. The bikers.
No. You know why you didn't hear of
burritos?
It?
With burritos.
Because I'm saying the wrong city. I'm thinking Tennessee. It's Memphis. Sorry about that.
Oh, Memphis. Oh. I was getting ready to say.
I'm thinking you in Nashville. Yeah, right. Let me get on my bike. It's in Memphis, and nephew. Who's my nephew likes and his girlfriend at the time, they would ride a bike, you know, around, and they kept seeing these bikers at night with backpacks on. And so they kind of followed them to try to see what was going on and found out about the ministry. And so they became a part of the ministry, giving out the burritos. Now, just to show you how great God is, he started this in his house. It got to the point where it was just too much for his house to do all these burritos and people coming over and all that, because they were had an assembly line going and everything. And then a church found out about it. They had an industrial kitchen, so they invited them to come in and do their burritos in the industrial kitchen. And then people started finding out about it and donating to it. So it ended up being quite a production. And people were just really, really blessed. And the homeless would look for them to come and bring those burritos. And it's like they became like family, you know, working with the people.
Aww.
So, yeah, that was one of the most creative ones that I
have seen. That's very creative.
Yeah. Then we had a husband and wife who came up with this game called Let's Have Church. Now, that was creative, you know, with them. So they would have questions in this game. It's a box game. And as far as I know, you can still buy it on Amazon. I bought the game, you know, some years ago. And have told people about it, and we used it at our family reunion. We were taking a bus ride, so it was just like perfect, and boy, did it create a lot of conversation as we asked the questions from Let's Have Church. But some of the questions I can recall was that they would say something like, is this from the Bible? Or is this what church people say? You know, so they would ask a question like that. And, you know, and there were other questions in it. It's really, really good. Look it up. Look it up on Amazon. It's called Let's Have Church. I also think that there is a game show now. So I'm going to look for them again at this point and have them to come back on the broadcast, because it's been a few years now since they were on our broadcast. Okay, and I'm thinking of another thing. Another one, was just recently where
I'm trying to remember his name, but he was just on recently, and he's a pastor, or really over this ministry, and they live off the grid. Semi off the grid, you know, with no electricity and no running water. So they put together the running water. They go out and get water out of a stream, and they filter the water. Their electricity is solar, so they only you really have to watch yourself. He said some of the guys who live there in this with them, it's kind of like back in the woods somewhere, and the guys who live with them, they're learning how to live off the grid to be able to just, you know, survive without living in the main, you know, mainstream of everything. And some of these guys were homeless, and some were even mentally challenged, but, you know, he was working with them. So that was a real interesting ministry. And that was not too long ago. That's been just probably a couple of months ago that he came on the broadcast. But there's so many more, you know, the churches, the pastors that we've had come on, the parachurch ministries, just really, really very interesting. And I would have to say one of the most interesting is this lady that I know who lives in my building, and she called one time, and I think we have the recording of it. I'm going to see if I can play it. Her husband was really sick, and there was something going on in his foot. And I went to the hospital. I prayed with them, talked with them and everything. And they were talking about amputating his foot. And so she came on when my friend Bishop Aaron McClary came on, and he prophesied to her that night. So I'm going to play a clip of that.
Janice.
Oh, hi. Hey, Sister Janice.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great.
Oh, that's good. Look, this is my first time calling in, so I'm kind of nervous. And at first I wasn't going to call in, but I need help. My husband needs help. As you know, he's in the hospital. They did move him out of the ICU to a normal floor. Thank God for that, and that his blood pressure did come up from the 70-40 to 100 over 70. Okay, well, he was able to take the CAT scan this afternoon. They came back to him this evening with the results. They're talking about cutting off his foot. And
Jesus,
I need prayer. He needs prayer. I also asking the Lord for words to say to him, because he is, in his voice, you could just tell he is so down. And I need some words to, encouraging words for him, you know, because they were talking about cutting his foot, I mean his toe. He said, well, I could live without a toe. You know, then when they came back this evening from the stands talking about, you know, cutting off his foot, he was, I mean, just so down, and I'm scrambling. I'm trying to find words, encouraging words to tell him. I mean, he knows he's in God's hands. He believes in the Lord. I mean, oh, God, if you just heard him. You know, so I need some help. I need prayer. I need, you know, prayer for him.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I thank you so much for calling in. What a privilege that you would call in and allow us, amen, to go with you to the throne of grace. I don't know if you've heard much of the broadcast or what some of my background has been, or Elder Kizzy, or anybody else, but we've been one that's seen God do miracles. And I believe, even as I heard you begin to speak, that God's going to give your husband a miracle. And I believe if there's a word to tell you, to tell him, is to tell him that God's going to give him a miracle. And I just believe that with all my heart. I go back and I remember the same God that I seen bring someone who had their heart, their chest open, because they couldn't close up the chest cavity because of the surgery. Every time they closed them, they would flatline. The same God that I saw raise up a woman who was laying in a coma for several days, and they were saying she wasn't going to make it through the night. And the same God that spoke the deliverance of those two is the same one that is speaking to me tonight, and that he is going to give you deliverance. He's already delivered. He's already, the healing process has already happened. And I thank God that you are not going to have to go in and give words of gloom or doom, but you are going to go in and give words of praise and thanksgiving for what God has done in his life now. The touching that God is doing in his body now is going to confound the doctors. It's going to confound you. It's going to, your husband's not going to know how to handle this. So only thing you're going to need to know how to do is how to help him keep his composure because of the miracle God just gave him. So, God, we thank you for the miracle that you spoke in my spirit, even as this woman of God began to speak. God, I trust you. I believe your word. I believe I've seen you do it before. I know that you will do it again. I know that you've already done it. I thank you, God, that even whatever disease or whatever has caused him to be in this condition, God, is even removed. I thank you, Lord God, that all the numbers will reverse. They will go back in the right direction. They have already reversed. I thank you, God, for a spirit of encouragement that is in the room even now, God. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that surrounds him, that surrounds this loving wife, oh God, that surrounds this family, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that we will hear the testimonies, God, even the testimonies, the miracles that you've been giving through the broadcast, even other broadcasts. We thank you that you are the same God that is going to heal this woman's husband tonight, that has already done it, that has already made a way. And we thank you for it tonight, God. We bless you tonight, God. We thank you. We praise you in advance, God.
Thank you,
because I said unapologetically, I said without fear, God, that you will not do it. I know that you have already done it, and I know, oh God, that my word will not fall to the ground because you are speaking them through me. So I thank you, Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, cannot have this one because we have the victory in Jesus' name. And woman of God, we encourage you. Hallelujah. God has not lied to you, woman of God. He has not lied to you. The promises he has made to you are yea and amen. All you have to do is continue to hold on and watch him manifest. Every child you're concerned with, every person you're concerned with is going to line up. Hallelujah. You're going to begin to sleep. You're not going to have no more restless nights. And you're not going to be walking the floor saying, God, when are they going to get it together? But God said tonight it shall all be together in Jesus' name. Amen. And even your body lines up, hallelujah, with divine purpose of God, and you're healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Oh, no, don't let the enemy tell you, oh, this is coming back, oh, that's coming back. We know what you've been through. God knows what you've been through, but you're not going to go through it again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers you and from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. And that was such a powerful time on the broadcast. And it wasn't too long after that we found out, the doctor said, that they weren't going to cut off anything because it went from the foot, the toe to the foot, back to the toe. Then they started talking about just the tip of the toe. Nothing has been cut off of her husband. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And that was about 3 years ago. And
thank you, Father.
Not only that, but he was walking on crutches for a while. He's now walking. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and
amen.
Then every now
That's
and
wonderful.
Then he'll walk on with a cane. But now he is pretty much walking now. They didn't cut off anything. So it was
That's
like
amazing.
Thank you, Jesus. It is
yes.
It's just totally
Hallelujah.
Amazing. Hallelujah. And I'm like Elder Hawkey in
glory
tears over here listening to that all over again. Hallelujah. And when Bishop Aaron was speaking, I don't know if you felt the anointing that was coming through him. It was like he was speaking in tongues in English because the Lord was just speaking through him. Hallelujah. So, I mean, these are like my favorite moments.
Powerful.
Yes, absolutely powerful. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, guys, it's hard to move from Thursday night, but now we can go on
right.
to Friday Night Lights.
Yes. Now, the Friday Night Light Sunday is now called Sunday Morning Coffee. It's a Sunday school broadcast. Both of them are new to Get 'Em Radio. And they are new really as of this year or the end of last year. So they weren't even included in our fifth anniversary. So now, you know, they're a part of the Get 'Em Radio family. So we just grew real fast, you know, with both
fast.
Of those. Amen. And both of them started with Pastor Mark McCoy. And some of you know that he's my brother. So it started with that, with him doing both of those broadcasts. And then Pastor Paul McCoy, who is our cousin, began to do the broadcast with him for a little while. And then, you know, as we say that God could catapult you to the next dimension, well, Pastor Mark got catapulted to the next dimension in the Lord, and the Lord told him to, well, he had an e-church online, and there were a lot of people, you know, involved in that. He turned that over to Pastor Paul. And he has started a brick and mortar church called The Point. And so so he went on to do The Point. He comes on every now and then on both of those broadcasts, the Friday and the Sunday. And so Pastor Paul has been doing it. And now it looks like they're about to evolve into something else. And so we're excited about that. We'll say some more about that as the time passes. But tomorrow night, because they went on a little hiatus for a little while because Pastor Paul's father passed away. So, you know, we gave him, you know, said, you know, it's good, take some time off, you know, because his dad passed away. It was my uncle. I understand that tomorrow night he's coming back. So all of this is just recent. But he's coming back tomorrow night, or not Pastor Paul, but Pastor Herbert McCoy, who is my brother. looks like he's going to be on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. For the Friday Night Lights. So that's going to be good hearing him. And it looks like a couple of ministers from Texas are going to be with him tomorrow night as well. So anyway, some of my favorite things on the Friday Night Lights, this broadcast on Thursday is interviews, you know, like that, and we like just talking back and forth. But on Friday nights, what they do, they have someone to start with singing, you know, of course, with prayer and everything. And maybe they might have several people who might sing, or a person who will sing a few songs. And then they go into a word from the Lord. So there's preaching on that Friday Night Light broadcast. And I have enjoyed that. You know, sometimes on a Friday night, it's just good to hear some good preaching. And so they have guest speakers, or sometimes it's Pastor Mark or Pastor Paul that'll speak on Friday night. And I do so enjoy that, you know, what they're doing there. And really, I want to say it was funny to me. The broadcast they did on a Friday Night Lights, they did something called Papa Don't Take No Mess. And so to me, it was like, well, it was around Father's Day. But instead of saying we're celebrating Father's Day, they said Papa Don't Take No Mess. So they had these men to come on, these fathers to come on of different ages and to talk. And to me, it sounded like a bunch of guys in a man cave, and you got to listen to the guys in the man cave talk and to say things that you probably wouldn't hear guys talk about. So it was good. It was still Christian, but there were, I won't say who said this, but there were some people that were saying, excuse me, this is a Christian broadcast, okay? Because they were being very
raw.
They were being raw, and they were being real. They were being transparent, and so it was a good broadcast. And then our last thing is Sunday. I want to say that I enjoy it because I don't know if people know about that. There's a Sunday school book that's used in a lot of Sunday schools, especially Baptist Sunday schools. But it's very, very good, you know, how they go through it. And I just really enjoy that, you know, as they go through the Sunday school lesson, and a lot of good insight into the Word. And because it's, you know, internet radio, and you call in, people are able to say something during the broadcast. And that's what I really enjoy about that Sunday morning. And at my church, me and Pastor Mom at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we don't have Sunday school. So to be able to have Sunday school at 9 o'clock in the morning and then go, you know, to church at 11 is just really wonderful. So so I really enjoy that. And just to let you guys know again, the Friday Night Lights is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And call the same number, 619-639-4733. And the Sunday school lesson is a Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And I believe it'll still be there. So, you know, give a call. You know, like I said, with Pastor Paul, you know, taking that little time off from his dad passing away. So, and please keep him in prayer, you know, when you think about him. So, okay, do we have anything else? Minister Kiva?
Well, yes, yes. We just wanted to go over. Wanted to have an idea of your favorite moments. You know, the broadcast, you know, takes a lot of setting up. It looks like, you know, it just comes together like nothing. But it takes a lot of planning and of work to do each broadcast. And I kind of have an idea of what goes on in the background. But,
yes, you do.
I'm sure the folks, you know, they have no idea. If you could just share a little bit of what happens in the behind the scenes of getting the broadcast going, would you mind sharing?
Oh no, I don't mind sharing. It has been something. I mean, sometimes it's like real easy, especially since we've been doing it for 6 years. But what can I say? We have graphics that we put together to put out on Facebook for advertisement to promote it, you know, before we come on the air. And, you know, we have our Facebook page that we maintain as well. So every time we usually use the same graphic all of the whole month. So, but at the beginning of the month, then we need a new graphic, and we're working on that and, you know, praying, Lord, how do you want this to look and all of that. And then, you know, for each broadcast, it has to be set up on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, we spend time setting that up so that when it's time for the broadcast to run, everything is in place. And, you know, it's interesting how some of the people, new people who come on, they say, oh, I was just looking around Blog Talk Radio and I saw you. You know, I saw some information. And so there's tags and things that we put on there that, you know, would draw people to listen to the broadcast. And so we're very prayerful even about setting things up. Now, with the new broadcast, the Friday Night Lights and the Sunday School, they are pretty much putting that together, the team that's working on that. So the technical stuff, the graphics to be done, putting the broadcast together, who's going to be on it, they do that. And so that's been really pretty nice for me that I haven't had to put my hand in it, you know, pretty much that much at all. But when it comes to Lunch with Lorraine and Prophetic Healing and the Thursday night broadcast, I'm, you know, full out hands-on for those three broadcasts. Lunch with Lorraine is interesting because it's a pre-recorded broadcast. So what she does is she'll record it, and then she'll send it to me, and then I package it together. So what you hear on the line is, you know, when you call and listen to it, the music that comes on, the introduction that comes on, and then she'll speak, and then after that there's some announcements, there's some music that comes on after that. I have some software where when she sends that in, I put all of that together and then put it on Blog Talk Radio to set up her broadcast. So that's interesting. And sometimes we have some technical issues. And I know at least one, maybe more than one time, on several occasions, I've had to contact Minister Kiva and have her to use her internet and set us, you know, put it together or call in so that we could have the broadcast. Because, you know, something went on with the internet was down, or I was out of town and not able to get to an internet, then I would call her and have her to do it, to be the engineer for me. My niece, Joy Price, is really my engineer in training. So I've showed her how to use, how to get on the internet, and she has the codes and all of that to be able to do the broadcast. So that has been very helpful, especially now when I go out of town and, you know, I'm doing a broadcast, then she'll do it. She's not talking on the broadcast now, but I'm just looking forward to that in the future when she will talk on the broadcast.
That will be awesome. That will be awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's young. She's like in her 30s, so that's good training for her. And then I want to say something that I was thinking about the times when I've had technical difficulties. And one time I had gone to Atlanta, and I had my top with me. I was ready. But where I was staying did not have internet. So what we ended up doing was parking in the parking lot. I'm thinking it might have been a Walmart, but there was something else there, some kind of tire company or something, and I ended up using their Wi-Fi from out in the parking lot and doing the broadcast from the parking lot.
All right.
So,
amen.
So we've done what we needed to do.
What you need to do
to keep everything going. And now, the last thing I wanted to say about that behind the scenes is, you know, the broadcast is usually 2 hours long. Sometimes it's it may go even almost to 3 hours. And a lot had happened that week. I think I had gone to 4 funeral services, and one of them I had preached and had family in town, and, you know, a lot of running around and everything. And I wanted to, you know, continue on with the broadcast, but near the end I fell asleep. It was just one of those times. And so Pastor Price happened to be here in the other room, and she was calling my name, and I was like, oh, boy, it's like I was hearing it from far away. And I woke up, and, you know, I didn't want to say on the broadcast, y'all know I fell asleep. I did not say that. I just said, okay, and, you know, and I kept going. But I just, you know, I praise God. That's only happened one time, but that was quite a week, that week. But hallelujah, all is
such
well.
Dedication. Yes.
Amen.
Dedication. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Well, that's powerful. Every moment, everything that just linked together, so wonderful. But the one thing that I was, like, thinking about through all of what we went through, your favorite moments and what's going on in the background, what makes the back the broadcast, where you are now, you take a look at where you are now, and then if you look back at where you started, what would you say to yourself to encourage yourself to get going, to begin the broadcast? Like, now, what you know, looking at what you know now, what would you say to yourself at the beginning when it, you know, it just seemed like, am I really doing this, God? What would you say to yourself?
Well, I pray for myself, you know, and just pray, and I, You know what I think about my mom's favorite scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. I would say to myself back then, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So I had no clue that even this journey would last for 6 years. I wasn't even looking at a time on it. I'm still not. So I'm just, I would say to myself, just continue to follow the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord, whether you know what to do or don't know what to do. There's one of my favorite scriptures these days. I think it's 2 Chronicles 20:12. And it says, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. So it's like our eyes are on him, whether we know what to do or don't know what to do. And, you know, different technical things are going on. There's like a little technical thing going on right now. And I'm just like pleading the blood of Jesus over it. Just like, Lord, I just thank you. Before the broadcast started today, you know, it looked like the computer didn't want to come up right. But God. And I just heard God say, go in the kitchen, get you some water. When you come back, it's going to be all right. Okay. So, you know, just following him one step at a time. And he always puts things together so well. So I just praise and thank him for this. This is his show. This is his broadcast.
Amen.
That's what I would say to myself.
Sure,
this is God.
This is okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome,
well, thank
awesome.
You, Minister Kiva.
Well, thank you, Apostle, because this has been a powerful, powerful ministry to see just it grow, and it encourages so many. And just thank you so much for your dedication and how your love just flows through it. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I thank God for you for coming on tonight and for asking the questions. I appreciate it. Hallelujah.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to close your line down. If you want to say anything else, just press your number one key. Amen.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
So, hallelujah. We're going to open the lines now. If you have any questions, you have any comments, any prayer requests, any prophecy requests? We haven't done any prophecies in a long time. So if you do, press your number one key and we'll open up your line. We're going to start with Pastor Mom and open up her line first. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Press your number one key. Pastor Mom?
Hi. That was a wonderful message. I said, she don't need me to say anything tonight. That was a wonderful message. And I just thank the Lord for Sister Sheba for coming on with you tonight. And I enjoyed everything you all said tonight.
Thank
so
you, Pastor Mom.
God bless you, and I love both of you. So God bless you, and maybe somebody else might want to say a thing. But I enjoyed it tonight.
But
thank God for
William. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. I appreciate you. You are there on the line all the time, and I thank God for that. And I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. I thank the Lord for you.
Amen. Amen. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Anybody else, if you want to say anything, press your number one key. I'm going to open a line for Pastor Catherine. Hi, Pastor Catherine.
Well, good evening. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sorry I missed the first portion of it, but I enjoyed that last portion, especially that last question that Minister Kiva asked, because I've always, I think I'm one of them. I don't know all of you behind the scenes, but I do know some of them. And I'm just amazed at how the Lord has worked through you to come up with certain ones that have been on the show here. And I know that there have been some tragedy in some of your speeches and at the last minute, and I've seen how God just has really used you. And so, as you said, this is God's show, and you just let him just work through you. And it's been amazing.
Hallelujah.
And it's been even the times that you have had to change it, the shows that when you have to change it, they've been wonderful.
Amen.
And it was just like you had already planned it, even though that might have been the second plan or whatever. But it's just amazing how God has used you. So I thank God for you. And then I thank the Lord that you have good friends like Minister Kiva and the rest of them that have also come along beside you. That's a blessing. God has put people in your life that will just come along and just help out in the times that you need them. So may God bless you, and I know that this is his show because he's doing some wonderful things through you. So I thank God so much, because I know I have really been encouraged. And so I just appreciate you so much here. And love
Amen.
You so much.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yep. Thank you. Love you too, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. I just got a text of someone who just purchased the game show Let's Have Church from Amazon. So Let's Have Church is still on Amazon, and you can order it. I ordered it for I call them my God family, a few years back, and they're still playing it and having a really good time with it. So you want something good for Christmas that the whole family can play? You know, I'm pretty sure multiple people can play it at the same time, because we did it on the we just picked out some questions on the bus, and there was like 60 people. Man, we had a good time with that. So Let's Have Church. Amen. We see you, area code 314-532. We're going to open a line for you. Hi, welcome. Hello. Check your mute button. Make sure you're not on mute.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. This is Sister Charlene.
Hi. Good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in.
Amen. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your 6 years. And I just want to let you know that I admire you, and you're doing an awesome job. And keep letting the Lord use you. And what really caught my attention when you said that it's almost your 600th show.
Yeah.
Amen. Now that's faithful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I know the Lord is just going to reward you on your faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
That's all. I just wanted to let you know that I love you, and just keep on keeping on.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Love you too. What a wonderful surprise to have you on the line tonight.
I was
Amen.
Listening to you all as I washed my hair. I'm like, wow, awesome testimony. I didn't realize how much you had to go through just to keep the broadcast going.
Mm-hmm.
And camp out in the parking lot just to get the internet. I'm like, wow, Lord, that's determination. That's a special gift. You just don't see that every day. So, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, that's been a few years back, but that was very interesting to be out in the parking lot.
I bet it had to be stressful on your part.
Well, I was happy that I could get a signal.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for providing it.
Yeah, and you know, actually, the interesting part about that was it seemed that I believe it was a miracle because the signal was lost, but I was still on the line.
Wow.
And finished the broadcast. So when I look back and think about that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, he did.
I guess that old spiritual hymn is true where it said Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. And he did it on the main line.
He sure did.
Hallelujah.
He kept that connection going.
Yes, he's the source and the finish of our faith.
Yes. Amen. Well, thank you, Sister McDowell. Good to hear from you tonight.
Likewise. You all have a blessed night.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? I'm trying to see. Oh, I see a shout out to you, Reverend Treva from California. Good to see you on the line tonight. Just happy to see you. And I think I see Sister Carrie on the line as well. So God bless you all. Shout out to you tonight. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for all that he has done tonight on our 7th anniversary. We're just so happy about it. Amen. To be able to just come on and to share with you, thank you, Minister Kiva, again for coming on and asking questions tonight, doing an interview tonight. That was different to be on this side of the interview table. So thank you so much for doing that for us. Hallelujah. So, amen. So we're just going to just close out in prayer tonight. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord, for all that you've done tonight. Thank you for bringing back to our remembrance what you have done so that we can give you glory all over again. Oh, we honor you. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that hearts were touched even as we remembered what you've done in the past, Lord God. And we thank you for encouraging every heart that's listening right now and those who will be listening in the future. Hallelujah. To just be encouraged, just step out and do what God has you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, God bless you all. I hope if you have an opportunity that you can call the same number, 619-639-4733, on tomorrow night to hear Friday Night Light. Hallelujah. And so I'm just going to take another couple of minutes here to let you hear about the rest of our family of broadcasts. Well, all over again, you hear the time. And then we'll just say good night. Praise God.
And thank you for joining us. We invite you to enjoy the entire family of Get 'Em Radio broadcasts by calling 619-639-4733. That's 619-639-4733. Now, mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm. Meet us for Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. Bible study every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Prophetic healing every second Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And finally, the Friday night edition of Get 'Em Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. When you have an opportunity, please Google Get 'Em Radio. That's G-I-T-M Radio. Click our Blog Talk Radio site and you'll be able to listen to this broadcast in its entirety, as well as our on-demand archives. And while you're on the site, click the follow button and you'll get a reminder via email of all our upcoming episodes. If you're involved in a home, small, or parachurch ministry and would like to be a guest on Get 'Em Radio, please contact us at getemradio@gmail.com. That's gitmradio@gmail.com. Or call us at 903-776-4486. That's 903-776-GITM. We'd love to hear from you. Also, meet us on Facebook at God in the Midst, M-I-D-S-T, and like us because we like you too. God bless and have a blessed rest of the day.
Y'all tell the